It's now the third day inside Syria in Al-Qusair, and we spent the night with one of the military units here at one of their frontline bases. That's the 77 Brigade. It is a unit that's made up entirely of men that used to be in the Assad army. It's run by a captain who, or this particular base is run by a captain who used to be in Assad's commandos, an elite unit. So he's trained his men well. They are certainly extremely well disciplined. We went out with them after they were doing PT first thing. We then headed out to a frontline position. Now, these men, like all of the Free Syrian Army we've met here, say that they are observing the UN ceasefire currently in place, but they're going to the front line each day to check positions, to check that the other side, the Assad army, haven't moved forward. Although they're respecting the ceasefire and they're not shooting anyone, they say, unless it's in defence, they're certainly using the ceasefire for their purposes as well, in order to train, in order to redeploy, in order to re-equip their men. And there is no doubt that this unit and the other soldiers of the Free Syrian Army I've seen in the last couple of days are well-disciplined, they seem to be well-trained. Their problem, though, is equipment. They don't have the equipment they need. The Assad army is equipped with heavy weapons. They don't have anything to fight Assad's tanks. And the other problem they face is that they are effectively surrounded. This is a town that's cut in two, and it'll be very hard for them to push forward if the ceasefire ends, because Assad's forces have heavy weapons. They're in well-fortified positions that they've been defending for months.